From Nevada Public Radio, this is the Daily Rundown. I'm Natalie Ott. Here are your top local stories for July 8, 2026. The Las Vegas Valley saw dozens of DUI arrests over the 4th of July weekend as law enforcement agencies joined forces for the Super DUI Blitz. A Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department social media post says they made 714 traffic stops, which produced 427 citations. They also made 76 DUI arrests and 13 arrests for other issues Friday through Sunday. Besides Metro, the blitz included members of the Henderson Police Department, Nevada Highway Patrol, and Las Vegas Department of Public Safety. The North Las Vegas Police Department said it made 18 DUI arrests and investigated 32 traffic collisions during the three-day holiday weekend. The number of newly registered nonpartisans and Democrats outpaced that of Republicans last month. That's according to the latest voter registration numbers from Secretary of State Cisco Aguilar's office. Nonpartisan and Democratic parties saw similar increases in statewide active registered voters at around 1.3% each. Republican registration increased by about half that amount, at a little more than 0.5%. Overall, the number of active registered voters in Nevada increased by 1% in June. That increase coincides with last month's primary elections, which took place on June 9th. More than 2 million voters are registered in Nevada. 38% of them are registered nonpartisan. Democrats and Republicans each make up about 27% of voters. University of Nevada, Las Vegas's Hera College of Hospitality is introducing the state's first undergraduate degree in sports hospitality management, it said in a news release. The program was developed in collaboration with industry executives to address the accelerating sports market in Las Vegas. The city is now home to more than 10 professional sports organizations and regularly hosts major tournaments and championship games. The degree will prepare graduates to lead at the intersection of sport, hospitality, entertainment, and events, according to the college's dean. Graduates will be prepared for careers as game day/event coordinators, sport marketing specialists, and facility operations managers, among others. Federal land agencies want to know how many people are hiking, camping, and sightseeing on public lands, and are testing dozens of pilot projects to get better data, according to reporting by the Mountain West News Bureau's Rachel Cohen. Traditional methods for tracking recreation numbers include trailhead surveys or vehicle counters, but those techniques don't capture all visitors, especially in less popular areas. Last year, Congress passed the Explore Act, a package of measures to boost outdoor recreation access as record numbers participate in outdoor activities. It also directed agencies to study new visitation monitoring methods. Federal agencies, including the Interior Department, followed up in late June by announcing dozens of pilot projects to evaluate some of the latest techniques. Some are new projects, while others are studies that have already been completed. Many of the newer methods fall under the category of digital mobility data, said Spencer Wood, who directs the Outdoor Recreation and Data Lab at the University of Washington. Several of Wood's studies were included in the list of federal pilot projects, such as ones that analyze aggregated cell phone data and public social media. Read the full story and more at knpr.org. The Las Vegas Aces waived guard Kennedy Carter on Tuesday and signed rookie guard forward Justine Passat from the Indiana Fever as a replacement. Carter averaged 12.2 points and 1.8 rebounds this season and had given the Aces a jolt off the bench earlier this season. She scored 18 points in a 93-85 loss to the New York Liberty on June 30th while playing 25 minutes. However, she had just 4 points in a combined 26 minutes in the Aces' last two games while shooting 1-for-3 from the field. Carter has struggled to find a permanent home in the WNBA and was once suspended by the Atlanta Dream in 2021 for conduct detrimental to the team after an incident with a teammate. She was also benched for poor conduct while with the Los Angeles Sparks. Passat has not played in a WNBA regular season game. The Aces resume play at Portland on Thursday night. This has been the Daily Rundown, a production of Nevada Public Radio. To hear more or to support public radio in Southern Nevada, visit knpr.org.